This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your lifestyle.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. You know, Rush Limbaugh has nothing on me. I've decided that. I mean, what if President Trump a few weeks ago, he said, you know that Rush Limbaugh? Who else do you know that can talk for 3 hours about politics? Hello, over here. Hey, do 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Also, I had another friend of mine call me earlier today, tell me about, she said she tried to listen to the president's speech. Now, for those of you who haven't heard, didn't see, didn't take the time to look at, the president used some colorful language during his speech. He used the BS word, but he didn't just use BS. He actually used the real phrase. What was funny, though, is if you were there, he kept saying, Melania keeps telling me that I shouldn't use this. Melania keeps telling me I shouldn't say this. Melania keeps telling me this. What do you think? And everybody was pushing him to use it. Everybody was saying, go ahead, use it. And I was thinking to myself, he is with, if you pardon the way I put it, though, he's with his people. He's with the people who are on his side that understand what he's saying and what he's doing. What I find really interesting is when we find videos of the left and they're with their people, they say all kinds of nasty stuff. And I mean, not kind of, sort of, no, real nasty stuff. And they get away with it. But he says it, he's with his people, he uses harsh language, and like, it's not presidential. Nobody asked him to be presidential, last I checked. I don't want him to speak presidential. I don't want him to look or strut or have a presidential coat on or something like that. I want him to be our president. I want him to love us. I want him to love the country. If that means he has to use the word BS, if that means he has to walk out of a meeting with the Prime Minister of China, or any country for that matter, so be it. I'm okay with that. I hope you guys are too. All right? I mean, seriously. I don't care about the language. I care about the action. I mean, I was saying this to one guy one day. I said, look, as you're ready to step off the curb in front of a bus, the guy that's going to save your butt, would you like him to go, excuse me, pardon me, a moment? Or do you want him to yell, stop? Or don't? I mean, really, you may not like the tone in his voice. I don't know. Maybe you'll keep walking just to be a turd because you don't like the way he said it. Are you serious? These are the dumb things that I ponder on a regular basis. Okay, a little happy here for a second. I know, I'll get to the regular story in a minute. A woman who claims to be autosexual gets engaged to herself. This just gets better and better, right? No, seriously, I love this stuff. I did a story a couple, I think it was last year or the year before. I'll just never forget it. The first threesome marriage. In Massachusetts, my hometown, God bless America. And they figured out how to do it. They made it work. I don't mean they made the marriage work. I mean, legally they made it work. And now, you know, what we had the tree sexuals, I don't know, the ecosexuals, where they were not really, but they were making love to trees in the forest and all that fun stuff. Don't ask. I don't know. So now, and this is a new term. I haven't heard this before. Anybody know what an autosexual is? A woman who has made a strong claim that she is autosexual has revealed that she is now officially engaged to herself. Woman claims to be autosexual. Now, how does that work? Do you ask yourself if you would accept your hand in marriage? Do you go think about it? You already know the person you are. I mean, seriously. Gia Vitale took to Twitter to announce that she is engaged to be married to herself with the hashtags autosexual and autoromantic. The writer, who has proposed to herself in March of 2017, recently took Twitter to announce the news, writing, "It's official, I am engaged." God. Speaking to Metro UK, Gia said that, she started to become aware of her sexuality at a young age of 7, when she noticed that she could not only carry on romantic friendships like other kids her age, and that she was turned on by the thought of her own body. And, she's roaming the streets, I want you people to know. Because of her limited knowledge, she didn't explore the feelings until she got to college. Because she was a kid, and sexuality isn't something you should be thinking about at 7. Here she had to unlearn everything that she learned about conventional sexuality in order to pursue her own. She reveled how it all started in the in Metro UK, saying that my definition of autosexuality is being attracted to yourself. I've been attracted to myself for as long as I've been, aware. I mean, we used to call that fully yourself. You look in the mirror and you're in love with yourself. I mean, the difference between loving yourself and being, in love with yourself. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You really need to go check yourself, see if you're an autosexual or not. Let me know when we come back. This is a real time. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me. Appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. And I mean that sincerely. I know there's about 3,000 other shows out there you could be listening to, but you've chosen this one, which actually points to the high IQ you have, but we won't talk about that right now. Anyway, I don't know when the lunacy stops. I really don't. I don't know. You think any of these people that make some of the rules we're going to talk about, some of the whack stuff that we've talked about, you think they ever sit back and go, you know what? Maybe that wasn't so good. Philadelphia becomes the first city in the U.S. to ban, ready for this? discriminatory cashless stores and restaurants because they want you to be more inclusive to 8 million Americans without bank accounts. Yeah. Philadelphia passed it. Now, I want you to think about something. There are 360 million people in the country. We've been through these numbers before. There are 360 million people in the country. Let's take 70 or 80 of those away for being kids, right? So 270, 280, right in there, million people. You know, we can break and whittle these numbers down to the point of going, 8 million Americans don't have bank accounts. What does that mean? There are only a few stores that aren't cashless. Or that are cashless. So you go to another store. Go to another place. When they're cashless, it's real simple. You don't have to worry about anybody robbing them. You don't have to get to the bank to deposit the money. Philadelphia passed a new law last week forbidding the practice of cashless businesses in the hope of being more inclusive. It's all about inclusive, right? Apparently, if you're not inclusive, or people don't believe you're being inclusive, you can be in a lot of trouble. As of July 1st, any store or restaurant that refuses to accept legal tender will face hefty fines of up to $2,000. Counselors say that Amazon issued threats of withdrawing plans to implement an Amazon Go store in the center of the city if the bill passed. Okay, they should have. That's their business model. That's like banning gasoline, from being sold in the city or in the state, and all of a sudden they don't sell cars there anymore, and you go, that's discriminatory. No, we can't get gas to drive the cars. Hello? New York, New Jersey, San Francisco, Chicago are all considered, of course, San Francisco is, considering similar laws to be more inclusive to the 8 million Americans without bank accounts. God. And they're the first city to do it. You know what? And they've got a backlash from all kinds of people. I don't know. I very rarely see people pull out cash anymore. Not that, you know, what's really funny is because at one point they're pushing us, the government was pushing us to become more of a cashless society. Money moves faster in numbers than it does in cash. Retailers who adopted the practice argued that eradicating cash makes for more convenient shopping, but many believe the policy actually discriminates against those without bank accounts or credit cards. You know, if you've ever been to the supermarket, you guys have been to the supermarket, right? They got this annoying rack there. It's got four sides to it. It has, you know, 3,217 different kind of cards. And some of those cards you can actually load at the store. I know because, you know, when the kids were younger and other people I know that have had to do things for us, I go get one of those cards. They're Visa, MasterCard, American Express. They're called reloadable cards. You walk in, you hand the cashier $50 in the card, and then you know what they do? All of a sudden you have a card that has $50 on it. Really tough to do. And you'll actually find that at the supermarket, where you have to go eventually anyhow. Or a CVS or any one of those kind of pharmacies. Siding with the critics, Philadelphia Mayor Jim Kenney signed a motion last week banning stores in the city from enacting a cashless service. As of July 1st, any business failing to comply will be fined $2,000. Now, there are exemptions to the statute. With parking lots, garages, businesses who sell goods through a membership model, such as gyms, and able to continue operations like they, you know, as normal. Cashless policies are increasing all through the country. Makes no sense, though. I mean, a lot of times it's easier, you know, you see all these people now, what they have a little cell phone, and they put their card or the driver's license in the cell phone. Now with the Apple Pay, you just tap the device in the supermarket or wherever you're at, and the phone does all the work for you. That's scary. But more than 8 million households without bank accounts in the U.S. oppose the practice. 8 million people made this decision. They call the practice prejudicial. How? How is there, if you choose not to have a bank account, or you've overdrawn so many of them that you can't get a bank account, why is that the fault of the store? Right? You know, I said to you before, I think it's hilarious, that commercial that comes on. Says, are you in debt of no fault of your own? Now, some of you have written me emails saying, well, you know, if you lose a job, then, well, look, I appreciate that, appreciate what you're saying, but you signed up for the debt to begin with, right? I mean, you signed up for the credit card. You knew, you don't expect to, don't get me wrong, but you know at any point in time you could lose your job. Company can go under. You don't know. He says, I can go into a coffee shop across from my city hall that's cashless and get my coffee and muffin, but the person behind me has United States currency in their hand. They can't get the same cup of coffee. It creates a us and them kind of situation. No, it doesn't. I'll tell you what. I hand you the $10. Put it on your card. We're not asking them to do something they don't know how to do. They accept cash before. Look, when you go into a lot of stores now, what do they have? Come on, right? What do they have? They've got those the automatic cash registers, right? You go through. Some of them take cash. Most of them just take credit cards. And I see more people at those than I see at the regular cash register where the person is. Because we've learned how to scan stuff. We've learned how to throw the stuff in a bag and move on. According to the New York Times, New Jersey, New York, San Francisco, Chicago, they're days away. Now, Philadelphia was warned by Amazon that if they do this, Amazon Go stores may not show up. See, the whole idea, now that's scary to me to begin with. I always thought that was kind of interesting. You're going to have this store. You may have a clerk in there to fill the shelves and such. But they're gonna put it on the honor system. There was a supermarket near me that had those automatic, you walk through, you did your own stuff. They took them down. I asked the lady, I said, where'd they go? And she goes, yeah, theft was really high. My God, I thought I lived in the safe neighborhood. Apparently not. Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Be back in just a few minutes.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from a pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says House Democrats are now being run by the socialist wing of the party, and the traditional Democrats are fading into the background. McCarthy upset Democratic leadership didn't ask Representative Ilhan Omar to apologize for her anti-Semitic comments.
The Democrats didn't even ask Congresswoman Omar to apologize. Their own members on the Democratic side, Elliot, their chairman, Chairman Engel, he was frustrated that they had to add more to the resolution to even get it to come to the floor.
McCarthy making his comments to CNN. President Trump toured tornado-ravaged Alabama today with Governor Kay Ivey, who expressed gratitude for the president's support.
Thank you and the First Lady for taking time to come and show how important it is for people to work together and stand up together. And when we do that together, we wind up being stronger together. And so y'all are setting the bar pretty high.
The storm left 23 people dead. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
You are some messed up white people.
Misogynistic song, isn't it? Who played this? She's got legs? Of course she does. Every woman has legs. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you don't like ZZ Top, you're not a real American. I don't have to tell you. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Before we jump into this, I want to tell you, you guys know that if you hop on Facebook and check out what Kimberly Moran's got going on. You know, she's been fighting this Second Amendment thing. She's a Second Amendment. She's an NRA, gun instructor and all that. And she has had, since the day I've known her, she has had this Second Amendment fight going on in her. And she's been, I won't say fearful, but she has been somewhat afraid of what they would try to do with the Second Amendment. And she's just a fighter, right? And the other day, apparently she's getting calls from CNN and all these other news sources that want her to come on to talk about the gun rights and what recently went down in New Hampshire. And, you know, we are proud of her. She's been on my show for years now. And I got a kick out of it because originally when I brought her on, it was, you know, kind of do the New England report because, you know, politics in New England are different. Politics in hardcore Democrat states is definitely different than it is in other areas. There are no gray areas in Massachusetts or New Hampshire, right? I mean, it's really that simple, which is really funny because the areas that were the founding of this country, if you would, the ones that really understand liberty and freedom are the ones that fight it the most. Makes no sense. She got a letter from somebody. I think it deserves, I mean, it's very short, so don't worry about it. You know, but she has been fighting. She fights against the haters. Listen, I wouldn't want to be 180 degrees staunchly on another, on the side of an issue, the other side of an issue with her. Wouldn't want to do it. She got a letter that says, "Hi, Miss Morin. Just want to let you know how inspired I am by you. I'm obviously a gun owner and staunch supporter of the Second Amendment. I'm also a father to a gorgeous 18-month-old girl, and I'll be using you as one of her role models. Thank you for all you do. Fight the good fight, sister. Your message resonates with many people, and I support you wholeheartedly. You know, letters like that go a long way for some of us. I'm not asking for them. That's not what this is all about. But some of you listen to Kimberly on a regular basis. Conservatives do not act. We are always slow to act. You know, sometimes conservatives remind me of all those people that are at the funeral of a really good person. They never told that person how good they were when they were alive. They never gave them kudos, took them to dinner, whatever it was when they were alive. They had to wait until they would die to tell everybody else how great the person who dead was. So it's kind of like that with a lot of conservatives that fight on a regular basis. Kimberly is fighting for you guys 24/7. She is on that thing, Twitter and Facebook, and she's not just a social media warrior. You can find her. She's actually blown off my show because she's been at the New Hampshire State House, fighting for a cause. And she deserves your support. She deserves my support. She deserves our support. And that's why I keep telling you, support those people around you that are fighting with you, fighting for you. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You find her on Facebook if you're on there, Kimberly Morin. They can't miss that one, Kimberly Morin. And just send her a nice, good job, well done. That would be really cool. More hate crimes popping up all over the place here in the country. That's right, this is worse than you could possibly imagine. A mayor believed that she was the victim of a hate crime after finding a sticky yellow substance on her car, which later turned out to be pollen. Police investigated the claim. Now think about that. Gotta call the police in. Really? Seriously? Police investigated the claims made by Lamar Mayor Darnell Bird, who reported that someone sprayed her 2017 Symphony Silver Hyundai with a residue outside their home on February 7th. The mayor of South Carolina town also claimed her husband's soft-top 1998 Buick Roadmaster had also been sprayed with a substance which got in all the grooves of the gray sedan. Police were immediately dispatched to the mayor's home. It was a grainy substance, like industrial spray foam used to patch concrete. Looked like little pebbles, McPherson said. Before the police investigated the incident, the mayor said that during the 70s, crosses were burned in the yard of our homes when my mother was involved with the civil rights movement. Again, we are grateful the person or persons did not try to take our lives, but the culprits will be identified and prosecuted. How do you prosecute a tree? How does that actually work? Love conquers hate. My husband and I refuse to be intimidated by those perpetrated this act of vandalism. She says, I classify it as an act of hate. I'm sorry, guys. This is real. These people are real. These people vote. This one runs the city. However, an incident report obtained by Newsweek claimed that the mayor and her husband streaked a finger over the tarnished parts surface of the car. She told the magazine that the couple realized it was not paint and that the substance could be removed with a finger, similar to pollen. She also claimed that there were no words or symbols drawn on the cars. I mean, right, so you come out, you find the stuff on your car. There's no nasty message. Nobody is, defecated or urinated on your lawn or your front door. Nobody's painted anything on the house. Hasn't happened to you before, and it's immediately a hate crime. The parts were parked in the street near the end of the couple's driveway, a block and a half from Lamar's downtown. McPherson claimed that there was no possible motives for a person or people to target her. I have a good reputation, she told a magazine. I've never been subjected to anything like this before. It was just very unnerving. I guess the tree had it in for her. Darlington County Sheriff's Department Office Lieutenant Robbie Kilgo explained that an investigation was opened to determine what substance was on both cars. Probably the same substance that was on all 15 cars on the block. We found it to be pollen, Kilgo said. There was no reason for us to collect a sample. Especially when you're in your 50s, 60s, and 70s, and you've grown up around this stuff, and you know what it is. But a report was taken and filed. God. You want to know, I think we're whacked. I'm waiting. You know, God, I don't know what you're waiting for. When are you actually going to flush us and put us out of our own misery? You know what I mean? I mean, seriously, do you see how crazy this stuff is? It makes, and this is a grown adult. Is that really what we've come to? Again, pollen, right? And she's calling for a police report. Thank you very much. That's exactly what I had in mind, too. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you spent with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. There is a resolution out right now, though, the Dems are trying to put out, to make the Mueller report public. Just open it up and make it public. And I've already told you guys, or some of you guys anyway, I am 100% on board with this. Make the whole thing public. Okay? But you also got to make public all the investigations prior to this one. All of them. Okay? I mean, my attitude is this. If you're so into transparency, if this is really what you want, if this is really what you're looking for, then bring it on home. Make it happen. Do it with them all. Do it with the email server. Right? Do it the investigation of the DNC servers. I would do it with the Bernie investigation. I would do them all. Do it with the investigation of the money that was sent to Iran. I mean, some of you missed a lot of those little conversations where Obama said, this is illegal. It is illegal for you to give money to a foreign entity or to give money or transfer money physically to a foreign entity, no matter what, whether it's theirs or not. But he loaded up two planes. Interesting how the coincidence of the century, right? I even go further than that. The coincidence of the millennial was that prisoners waiting to be returned from Iran happened to be stuck on the tarmac in a plane, and that plane miraculously was able to start when the money landed in Iran. So I'm a senior host. Think about that during the break. We'll be back in a minute.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
What I meant was, if we had a nice bungalow and I came home from work and you were standing by the gate, you came home from work and I was standing by the gate, that's more like it.
We are back. The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being... I'm jealous. You know, I just got a picture. Evan Sayet, you know, our buddy Evan Sayet, right? Still in Washington, still in D.C. Running around, playing around. Got a picture of him at the Trump Hotel in D.C., you know, some of you going, oh, the Trump Hotel. Yeah, go. You got to go. You know, I got to tell you something. I'm not big into this stuff. Not a big deal into all of this. But I went to the Trump, the International there in D.C.? Beautiful. I mean, seriously, just beautiful. And the guy doesn't do anything at 100%. Everything's at 105, 110, 115%. If he's going to rebuild it, he's going to rebuild it. It's really that simple for him. Again, 855, real Joe, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you are spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. All right, back to it. I finished the mayor's... Oh, yeah, right. So the House Dems introduced a resolution calling a Mueller report to be made public. See, you know, these guys are like, they're like scratching. They're like injured, cornered animals. That's what they're like now. You remember I told you when they got elected in November, I said this is going to be nothing but investigate and impeach, investigate and impeach, investigate and impeach. That's what they're doing. So, with that said, you look at what they got going on now. Look at Schiff. I mean, Schiff spent 10 hours with Cohen, right? Trying to coach him into what to say and how to say to make the president look as bad as humanly possible. What? And he still got nothing. And was it Manafort today? He got sentenced to maybe 4 years in prison. He'll probably serve two. With the judge saying, going out of his way to say, remember, none of these charges have anything to do with Russian collusion. I guess that one blew up on them too, huh? This whole Russian narrative that we've been saying for years doesn't exist is crumbling. It's falling apart. And they're so worried that they got nothing. And listen, they will not look bad to their own people. Well, it doesn't matter if they lost. It doesn't matter if it was nothing about Russia. At least they took the time to investigate it. Yeah. Yeah. How'd that work out for you? Democratic leaders of six congressional committees introduced a resolution in the House on Friday. Now, you realize the resolution is non-binding, right? I mean, these guys signed on to this investigation with Mueller, knowing that the report, not only is it not, it's not supposed to be made public. It's handed over to the AG, and the AG decides what part of it to make public, if any at all. They usually do a summary report on what's going on. This is akin to wanting Trump's taxes. You know, his taxes are so complicated, like some others, that anybody could be start picking apart, think about the bits and pieces. Oh, look at the income he has. Well, yeah, but what about all the expenses? Look at what he pays for his, yeah, but look at the expenses. They won't do that. You know they won't do that. The non-binding resolution, hey, comes as Mueller's probe in Russian meddling is about to come to an end. The public is clearly served by transparency with respect to any investigation that could implicate or exonerate the president's campaign. The committee chair said in the statement, we urge our colleagues on both sides of the aisle to join us in supporting a common sense resolution. No, it's not common sense. See, here's the thing. You trusted Mueller. You were sure that Mueller had something. You sure he was going to nail the president. You were all over this. You weren't going to let it go. You were going to protect him at any level. And now that he's got nothing, you're still going to try to make something. And the proof that you're only, you don't have one. I haven't found, there's not, well, small handful of Democrats, I'll put it that way. But most of you, your only goal is to try to find a way to nail the president and get him out. The sole goal of Congress is not to investigate. The sole goal of Congress, and the other things are fringe, is to pass laws, is to make legislation to make our lives better. We are so far from what our founding fathers had in mind. We are so far from government not being so intrusive in our lives. Our founding fathers didn't want federal government. Matter of fact, our founding fathers wanted the federal government afraid of us. We are that is no longer the case. We are now petrified of what the federal government does and doesn't do. Petrified of what they could be doing to us. Mueller is only required to provide a report for his findings to the Justice Department, and we don't know how much of that they're going to make public. Now, see, if they insist, if they demand, if they try to pass legislation to make this public, I'm telling the I wish the president would stop. I really wish he would stop threatening and just do it. I really wish he would just go ahead and release all the investigative papers from the email server, from the DNC server. And that's another question I have. I still haven't figured out how the DNC refused to give the FBI their server and got away with it. How is it that many of the Dems, including Wasserman Schultz, were able to make changes to the data on their hard drives not give them up when they were asked for them? How did that happen? Right? The transparency is a fundamental principle necessary to ensure that government remains accountable to the people. In February, the committee chairs wrote to Attorney General William Barr to tell him that they hope Mueller's report public will be released publicly without delay and to the maximum extent permittable by law. Without delay. So what do they want? Just put it out there? Nobody to look at it? I mean, the AG shouldn't look at it first? Mueller's investigation, which was initially ordered to look into the 2016 election in May of 2017, has gone on for almost 2 years. Right? It is. I'm with the president, sorry. Right? This is a witch hunt. Any way you cut it, it's a witch hunt. Right? And again, 2 years. Has there been any earth-shattering anything? The indictments that have come down to what? 13 Russian companies? Right? Mueller got what? He lied? Cheated on his taxes? That's what he's going to jail for? Cohen, I mean, these are all swipes at the president. These have nothing to do with the presidential campaign. This is supposed to be shots across the bow of the president saying, look, we may not be able to get to you, but we get to your people. He's sitting in the chair going, okay, bring me another cheeseburger from McDonald's. I don't know what to tell you. Right? Chris Wallace came out. I like Chris Wallace. Some of you guys don't. Some of you guys get irritated with me when I support him or say, you know, positive stuff about him. But some members of the Democratic Party suffer from Fox derangement syndrome. Fox News journalist Chris Wallace was very vocal about that this Thursday when he asked about the Democratic National Committee's decision to bar Fox from hosting the presidential primary debates. Now, DNC Chairman Thomas Perez made the announcement a day earlier, citing one-sided New Yorker magazine article that claimed that Fox News is aligned with the Trump administration. You know what? Do you guys remember? This is rich. This is beautiful. Do you guys remember? Well, I guess so. Do you remember when, what was it? The news sources were caught. Many of the news sources were caught running articles past the Clinton campaign before they published it. Do you guys remember that? I'm sorry. Who's in bed with who? Who's not fair and balanced? Who were the fake news sources? Do you remember when the questions were given to CNN? They were, quote-unquote, leaked to CNN? So they go to the Clinton campaign before they were actually put out there? And then Perez actually had the spine to say that Fox wasn't a legitimate news source? I think Chris Wallace is right. It's another derangement syndrome. Right? They had similar obsessions with Obama, but to the positive. You know, these people get onto something that's all the way one way or all the way the other. So it's not just, I don't know, maybe we should call it, you know, Republican derangement syndrome or something along those lines. Now, they know that Martha McCallum and Brent Baer and I would give a fair debate, Chris said. I mean, Chris has always been, Brent Baer is one of the most respected guys in the business on both sides of the aisle. But they're just looking for an excuse to keep Fox out of it. Because they know there will be questions will be asked that they won't like. Wallace pointed out that Republicans did debate on all the major networks during the 2016 election cycle. There'd be a lot of people that would watch Fox debate, he said, adding that he co-moderated the most watched debate in cable news history. And that's what I would do. If I was them, I would suggest having one from CNN and one from Fox. But what do I know? Hey, Joe Messina, your host. Be safe. Don't be stupid over the weekend. I want you back here on Monday. God bless you guys. Thanks for listening. Tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones, and your Democrat friends about the show and how to find it. Take it easy. Be good. Have a great weekend.